When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Got a good one for you today. If you're a people person, then you're really going to love today's episode in how to make money from attending live events. And if you're not a people person, you're probably going to love it even more, as I'm going to show you how to attract opportunities to you by really never having to talk to more than just a few people at each event. It's one of the primary strategies that Mercedes and I use to build Epic Real Estate, and you can copy it and build your empire this way too. So if you are a people person, then you're in the right business, because it is a people business. I mean, real estate's bought and sold between people. And if you're like me, and a little bit more on the introvert side, and a lot of people can't believe that, but no, I very much am a little bit socially lazy, as I say. I am an introvert, and if you don't feel like small talk and networking are one of your strengths, then you're in the right business too. And I mean, real estate's just the right business overall, right? So it doesn't matter though on your character trait or your personality type. I'm going to show you how to get it done regardless of your social interaction preferences. And this is really, really important if you get this wrong, you're going to be uncomfortable. Your confidence is going to suffer and you're going to miss out on a lot of easy opportunity. But if you get it right, you're going to look forward to attending live events. You're going to be confident and comfortable, and you're going to attract opportunity to you without having to talk to a bunch of people or really even trying too hard. And that's me. I mean, I'm rather socially lazy. But I was able to take advantage of live events to create a $1 million business the very first year that I took this part of it seriously. Alrighty, so live events. What I'm talking about are RIA meetings. Real Estate Investor Association meetings. And those will probably make the most sense to attend, as, you know, everybody in attendance is of a like mind. They're all real estate focused, right? That's why they're there. But any networking group or gathering where you're given the opportunity to introduce yourself to the group, we've all been to those places, right? You know, whether it's in a round table or a classroom style, they go around the room and they ask you to introduce yourself. You know, entrepreneur groups like maybe the Chamber of Commerce or Kiwanis or Elks or networking clubs or groups like a BNI or LATIP, that's specifically to generate referrals. Or maybe going to meetup.com and an attend group search for groups that align with your own personal interests, like hiking or wine tasting, tennis, whatever your interests are. Also, volunteering at your favorite cause can be very effective. You know, because when you're volunteering, and it's not so much for what we're talking about today, but something seriously to consider is that you just kind of show up in your best light. And there's people from all walks of life that volunteer. It's one of the really great ways to get around the affluent. It's a great strategy to network with the affluent by volunteering and then also doing something really good and making you feel good about yourself and helping people. Alrighty, so you can do that, or as well as attending industry events like the Landlord Association groups or the Family Law group or conference or anything about raising private money, stuff like that. Alrighty, so those are the types of events that you'd want to look for. So where do you look for them? Well, a Google search will get you pretty much all of the info you need to find and attend a live event. National RIA.org National, REIA.org. That'll give you all the national RIA clubs in the country. Or meetup.com. Just go to meetup.com and enter real estate investing, and see what comes up. And that's going to get you both, just those two websites will get you most of what you're looking for. But look for meetings and gatherings locally as well. All right. So here's why you want to go to these events, because it's where the people are. And like I said, this is a people business. As real estate investors, we invest a lot of time and money in generating leads and marketing and advertising and promoting. And then we spend a lot of energy building rapport with our leads, trying to get them to know us, like us, and trust us. We practice scripts and dialogues, and we use all the best practices for building rapport. And, you know, with live events, though, you can cut out all of that middle stuff and just go straight to the source. And for the most part, they're essentially free to attend as well in comparison to many of the marketing strategies that we employ. So you got to interact with people, and, you know, you can spend money to meet people, or you can just go there and meet people, right? Most of them are free. Some of them have like small little door fees and stuff like that, but, most of them are essentially free when you compare it to, say, an expense like pay-per-click or an expense like direct mail. Alrighty. So now you know what these are, where to find them, and why you should be going. So what do you do when you actually get there? Let's talk about that part. How do you make these events work for you? Well, first thing, don't go empty-handed. So at the very least, you want to take a business card. Take a business card with you that has a call to action prominently displayed on it. And I've just got a new one for myself. I'm in Las Vegas, opened up my real estate investing operation here. And so I got a new business card with a call to action to get the, what is it called? I don't have them handy. But to get it's just one of the little PDF downloads from REI Solutions. I think it's how to sell your house fast for top dollar, something like that. And so that's the minimum, okay? But one thing that I've found that works way better than just a business card is a property flyer. And so it's just a flyer with a picture of a property and some information on it. And if you don't have a property of your own, this is where a lot of people get stumped, then just use someone else's. Call up people on Craigslist that are advertising property, or find something on the MLS and ask the realtor if it's okay. Or call up a turnkey operation and ask to represent one of theirs. That's where I got started. Actually connected with the turnkey operation before I even knew what a turnkey operation was. And I went around representing their cash flowing properties at little entrepreneur events. And it worked really, really well. But there's no shortage of properties to use. Just go to real estate for sale in any classified ad, or whether that's online or offline. There's plenty of stuff there to sell. And the people that are trying to sell it, they're trying to sell it. There's very few that are going to give you any sort of resistance in trying to help them sell their property. Okay. So, on the flyer, and by the way, I think it goes without saying, though, that the property flyer, it's going to have your information on there, okay? You're going to use their property's information, but it's going to be your contact information. All that stuff's going to be yours, your name, your phone number, your email. And then with everything else that you put on the flyer, just be really simple with it. Only put the stuff on the flyer that your ideal buyer would be most excited about, right? Put the stuff on the flyer that your ideal buyer would be most excited about. Don't have to put everything. You don't have to write a novel or a book. For example, if it's a primary residence that you're representing, that ideal buyer is going to be looking for, or would be attracted to, curb appeal, the school system, an open floor plan, stuff like that. But in most cases, you're going to be sharing property info with people that are looking for investments, right? So focus on what they want. They want return on investment. They want opportunity. They want below market value. They want equity. They want cash flow. Those are the types of words and statements that you want to put on your property flyer, because that's going to attract the right person to you. All right? The investor doesn't care about the curb appeal. The investor doesn't care about the school system. Nope. They want to know whether or not this is going to make them money or not. They don't care about the little old lady that's having a hard time selling her house and we got to help her out. Nope. They don't care. They just want the money. All right? So focus on those terms. All right. Next thing you do there, so first one, take your property flyer. Part two, you're going to grab the microphone, and that could be literally, depending on which event you're at, or it could be virtually. What I'm talking about, though, is when there's an opportunity to introduce yourself, or, you know, during the wants and haves sections of the RIA meetings. It's where an opportunity in the beginning. I'm seeing less and less of those lately, and I don't know why, because it's a really good reason to go to RIA Club. If they don't have one, you should tell your organizer that they should have that, because people come there to do business. And a lot of those have turned into little pitch fests, and they forget the real reason for having those. But anyway, once and a half section of the meeting, this is where I really embraced that whole moment. And this should be your moment as well. Especially, you know, if you don't want to have to talk to a bunch of people, you don't have to have a bunch of conversations with a bunch of different people, then this is the alternative. Because essentially in 60 seconds, whether you have a microphone or if you're sitting at a round table and they're just going around asking people to introduce themselves, in 60 seconds, you'll be able to speak to every single person in the room. Just like that, boom, and you're done. Any one of us can do something for 60 seconds. And you're going to do it in a way that attracts the right people to you. Because the reality of it is, if there's 100 people in the room, there's probably only 3 or 4 in there that probably are interested in what you got. Unless, you know, you got something really, really super special. But there's probably only 3 or 4 people in that want what you got and have the ability to act on it and would be willing to work with you on it. So this is a great way to talk to everybody in the room and then just have those 3 or 4 people kind of identify themselves. Ready? So there's a formula for this on how you do this. And it's really simple, really easy. Nobody does this right. Nobody does it right. Except students of the Epic Pro Academy. And now, listeners of the podcast, if you do what I say, this is going to work really, really well for you, okay? So it's 3 parts, this formula. First thing is, you need your audio business card dialed in. It's got to be dialed in for the person that you most want to attract, the person that's going to have the biggest impact on your business. We've talked about the audio business card here multiple times on this show, and I don't want to go through it again. But it sounds like this. Hi, my name is Matt. I show busy professionals how to build a real estate portfolio that cash flows in their spare time so they can retire sooner. There, my whole thing. It's basically, this is who I am, this is who I help, and this is how I help them. Alrighty? So that's what the audio business card is. It's short, sweet, to the point. Don't make that all long. Second part is, you got to play their favorite radio station, their favorite frequency, WIIFM, WIFM. Ready? So what's in it for me? We talked about that a little bit. They want to know about the ROI. They want to know about the opportunity. You could just read the flyer. If you'd make your flyer correctly, you can just read the flyer. I've got this 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on the corner, such and such. It's got a tenant already in place and management is in place. It was just rehabbed and it cash flows at a 9% cash on cash return. And we even got seller financing in play. And the seller is negotiable on price. Right? So those are all things that an investor would be looking for. You don't have to have them all, but I'm just giving you an idea of what playing their frequency would sound like. All right, so that's the second thing. So the third thing would be to give them a call to action. You got to tell them what to do. If you don't tell them what to do, they won't do it. They'll be totally confused, and a confused mind does absolutely nothing. Ready? So you got to tell them what to do. Call me here, or go to this website, or better yet, you're at the live event. This was my favorite. At the end of tonight, meet me in the back of the room and I'd be happy to answer your questions, or I'd be happy to give you a flyer. And hold the flyers. Don't hand them out. Make them want one. And so they all come back to you and they follow the instructions and you have the opportunity to talk to them. Alrighty. So first part of that formula is your audio business card. Second part is play their favorite radio station with them, WIIFM. What's in it for me? And then give them a call to action. So it would typically sound something like this, and I've said this so many times, I probably even haven't memorized. I haven't said it in a couple years. Hi, my name is Matt. I help busy professionals build a cash flowing portfolio in their spare time so that they can retire sooner. And I have today a property that would do just that for the right busy professional. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on the corner of Main and Apple Street. And it's got a tenant already in place. It's just been rehabbed. It's got property management in place. And I even have a contact for really great financing terms. If you'd like some more information on this property and others just like it, meet me in the back of the room at the end of the meeting and I'll be happy to give you a flyer. Boom. I don't know exactly what we were timing there, but that was under 60 seconds. And everyone knows who I am. They know what I've got and now they know how to get it. Alrighty. So then what you do is you go and you hang out in the back of the room after the event. And then you just watch. You just wait and watch all of the right people coming to you. it's almost like magic how good this works. And most will ask for a flyer and they'll have some questions about the property. And some will be serious, some will be looky-loos, but at least they're interested and you didn't have to go out and around and find them. They're coming to you. And so most will ask for the flyer, and that is your opportunity to set something up if it feels real. And many will ask you also for a business card, and there too is an opportunity. So this is what I like to do at this point. If they are coming to you asking for your information, I always I fumble around a little bit. And I was like, yeah, sure, let me get you a business card. It's in my wallet. Hold on a sec. And while I'm doing it, I was like, by the way, like, why would you want my business card? And they will answer, because I'm probably going to call you. Well, great. I got my calendar right here. Should we set that up right now? Let's set our call up for tomorrow. Let's talk tomorrow. And just take that opportunity and still give them the business card. I mean, you're not going to not give it to them. But take that opportunity when someone asks you for your business card. Set the appointment up right then and there. I mean, how many business cards do you have sitting in your office? Just stacked a mile high maybe, or a shoebox full, or the desk drawer is full of business cards. And you don't even remember who those people are. You went out and you met people that were interested in what you had, and you were interested in what they had. And you didn't even contact them. This is your opportunity. And I'm sharing that part with you is because if you're going to schedule this time to go out at night, most of these events are at night. There's a lot of lunch ones too. But if you're going to leave your family and you're going to go out at night when you could be doing something maybe for yourself, make sure it's worth it. Make sure you're actually being productive while you're there. And here's the typical results from attending live events. First thing is you'll certainly sell your deal every once in a while. It will all depend on how good your deals are. But you'll sell some for sure, and you'll make some good money, whether it's a referral fee or you're making a commission or you're making a piece of the profit, whatever it is that you arranged with the person that you got the deal from. But you'll sell some of those for sure. But the second thing that's going to happen, which is much bigger than you, this you can absolutely count on, is you're going to start to and quickly develop a reputation amongst your community as the person with the deals. You're the person at the front room that's always got a deal. You're someone that's working. You're someone that's busy. And what that does is it attracts buyers, sellers, and lenders to you, because all of these people in the audience, even if they didn't come up to you that night, they want to be doing what you're doing. Most of them are sitting in the audience trying to figure out how to do what it is that you're doing. So when you are the person that's actually doing it, I mean, there's people in there that want to get involved. They want to go out and they want to get their hands dirty. They got people with properties to sell. There's people in there that want to buy properties. And there's people in there that've got a lot of money that want to put it to work. That's why all of those people are there. And so that type of activity, it attracts money and it attracts opportunity. I mean, one of my private lenders to this day, I met at my very first RIA meeting, where the very first RIA meeting that I did exactly what I just explained to you how to do. And if you do this enough, you won't need a marketing budget, because the relationships that you build at these events, that's going to be enough to keep you busy. People are going to look up to you. They're going to respect you. They're going to want to hang out with you. They're going to want to stay close with you. They're going to want to give you their money. They're going to want to sell you their properties. They're going to want to buy the properties from you, because that's the reputation you are creating when you do this for just 60 seconds is all it takes. Alrighty, so then every time you attend this live event, you'll collect business cards, you'll go home and put them in your CRM, and you'll call them, you'll write them a personal note, you'll set appointments, and you'll go on those appointments. You can get so much out of one little event rather than just the coffee and the donuts. Alrighty, so can you do this? You can, right? So when will you begin? Well, this is what I want you to do. It's your next available opportunity. Right now, if you can, go and conduct your Google search, look at all the events that are coming up, and then put them on your calendar. That's number one. Put them on your calendar. Number two, go find yourself a property to represent and go make a flyer. And then number three, go to the event. Got it? Good. That's it for today. God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.